And it's time for Jackie Reed to go inside her story. She's working wounded today.
I am still recovering.
Caught a little virus from the caught a little cold from the cruise. Jackie Reed, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. You know, while so many are outraged about what happened to Trayvon Martin, one woman feels the pain and loss his parents feel. Nicole Pautry-Bell is the fiance of Sean Bell. Now, you may remember he was the 23-year-old unarmed man that was gunned down in a shower of 50 police bullets in 2006, the day before his wedding, Tom. Now, his fiance, who is now raising their two young children, sent an open letter to Trayvon's parents expressing her sorrow and encouraging them to keep their faith. Tom, I'm going inside her story with Nicole Pautry-Bell. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Now, I know you've been watching and following this Trayvon Martin case. What made you write this letter to the parents?
I really wanted to reach out to them. And I had tried in a few different areas, and I was unsuccessful, so I wanted to really express it, not only to the family, but really to show everyone, let's wake up. You know, this is happening again. It may be different, but it's similar situations, and I feel their pain.
Well, just like Trayvon's parents, you and Sean's parents had to immediately and publicly fight for justice in both of your cases. Now, there were a lot of rallies for you. I remember this, interviews with the media, public appearances. Are you really able to grieve properly while you're dealing with so much publicly?
It's really a matter of being able to do it. Stand up at the same time when you go home, you're really mourning. When you go home, there were times when...
Because you had two young girls at home.
I had two young girls at home, and it was a struggle for me. If it wasn't for my family, but not only that, the community support, it did help me through my mourning process. I was able to fight and stand up and really feel the warmth from everyone. But at the same time, going home, it's a different story. You're still struggling. You're still mourning.
But is there ever really closure? Nicole, I know you took Sean's last name. Every year you go out to the site where he was gunned down and you memorialize his life. You wear a pen, or you did for years. I don't know if you still do, that says, Sean Bell, see you later. I mean, is there ever closure for you? Will Trayvon's parents ever have closure?
The answer is no, unfortunately. You know, there are days when... You know, we wish it all just never happened. You know, we know time has passed. This year will be 6 years, and my daughters have gotten older, and life has gone forward. But when you see similar tragedies happening over and over again, it can't help but trigger that raw emotion that you were feeling at that time. So there's no closure. And for this family right now, what's going to help them is the support from everyone.
Now, you and Sean's family won a $7.5 million lawsuit against the city, and the three officers that shot him were acquitted of manslaughter charges. One of them was fired without benefits. Now, you say you saw little justice in this final outcome. Why should Trayvon's parents continue to fight for justice in this situation?
Well, first, we have to make a correction. There was a global settlement for $7 million. Mm-hmm. The settlement was for the Desmond family, Benfield and Bell. Out of that, okay. My daughters, which are Sean's next of kin, are the beneficiaries of his estate. So when they
are the other two gentlemen that were injured that were with Sean
yes,
that night. Okay.
That's Joe Guzman and Trent Benfield, who are still, you know, themselves struggling with their feelings that are mental and physical. But at the same time, we just went through a departmental charges hearing almost six years later, and one of the officers was terminated and the other officers retired. There is no equal at the end of the day. We're thankful that Commissioner Kelly did make his decision and these men are no longer allowed to work on the force after what they've done, but, you know, what little does it do to a family who really now we're left without Sean. My daughters are gone. There's no comparison. And Trayvon Martin's family, you know, they're going to miss their child regardless of what happens to George Zimmerman. That doesn't bring him back. What is going to help is that everyone continues to support them regardless. Mm. It's going to be a rough road.
Are you still getting that support, do you feel?
You know, when the cameras go away, you know, it seems like people forget. Yeah. But we're living this. This is real life. You know, this it's little to say when it's happening over and over again. We just want to pray for everybody and hope that people make it out strong enough.
All right. Nicole Poggenbelt, thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. Yeah, God bless. And your children.
Wait, I have a brilliant idea.
Then he reach into his pocket and come out with a Zippo and go like this. And all the black people would go, ooh. Because we knew we was going to barbecue. I'm writing a movie. It's a horror movie. It's about black people. Designed to scare white people. It's called Black Men Employed. They're young, they're black, they're hip, they're working. Ah! Yeah, I know I'm pretty militant. I do have an idea for a TV show that I'm working on, though, and I know they'll buy this one. I'm saving it for if I get desperate. This is a show about a real poor black family with a lot of kids and a lot of problems who smile all the time. It's called We Be Happy. Have y'all seen Michael Jordan's commercial? The one where all those white people are running around talking about, I want to be like Mike. That's a damn lie. I wish the next person that says that, I wish they would turn 4 shades blacker than midnight and all the hair fall out. We'll see who want to be like Mike then. I was just playing. I don't want to be something like Mike. You know, I mean, I want to be able to dunk from the 3-point line, but I'd like a life after basketball. Then that other Mike was in the news, Mike Tyson. He had an interesting defense at his trial. Your Honor, I do this all the time.